1984, Band Aid released a single. Some of us were around when they did it, some of you were not. But here was the title of the single, Do They Know It's Christmas? It was a single that was raising awareness from the pop stars of our day then concerning poverty in the world and violence throughout the globe. And rightly so. And nothing has changed even this year. But let me ask you a question. Do you know that it's Christmas time? I wouldn't want you to miss it. What do you mean, do you know it's Christmas time? We've had the August countdown. We've had lights up for quite a long time. Some are even wearing lights this evening. We've had the reindeer parade. Didn't go on it. Christmas market up near the castle. People wearing weird jumpers and even worse ties. We've got home decorations up now. We even got ours up early this year for some weird reason I can't work out. Carols by candlelight in TCM. Going all right, is it? No, I don't know about that. No. Fell asleep after about the third carol, did you? Presents under the tree are mounting, even in our own home. I'm getting very excited. It's Christmas time. Of course we haven't missed it. Well, we have been telling you this evening, right from the off, the real Christmas story. Because if Christmas is all that I've described and we enjoy the festivities, then I have to say to you, you have missed Christmas. Because that is not Christmas. The real Christmas story has to do with God, has to do with somebody called Jesus Christ, and has to do with a baby called Jesus Christ coming into this world in Bethlehem many years ago for you and me. And I want you to know that the real Christmas story is a wartime story. The wooden nativity scene, as nice as it is, both reveals truth and hides truth. Yes, there was a stable. Yes, there was a manger. Yes, there were animals. Yes, there were shepherds. But it hides the truth, doesn't it? It domesticates it. It trivializes it. It brings just nice sentiment. Wonderfully moving to sing, Oh Holy Night, wasn't it? So what moved us? Was it just the tune? Or was it the truth of what you were singing in relation to all of that? Did we all fall down on our knees this evening? It's a wartime story. Somebody came all the way from ruling the universe to fight for us, to save us through sacrifice. That's Christmas. I wouldn't want you to miss it. We filed past the poppies at Lincoln Castle, didn't we? As we remembered people who fought for us and paid a price to do it. Dunkirk will be displayed on film next year, where we will remember men and women in small boats leaving England to go rescue 300,000 troops in France. And some of us, if you're like me, love to watch The Dark Knight Rises as Batman returns and saves Gotham from evil that is engulfing it. The Christmas story, the real Christmas story, is a wartime story. about God sending someone to be our freedom fighter, to rescue us from our enemies. And what are our enemies? Sin, living life as if God doesn't exist. Death, eternal separation from God. Judgment, not living with God forever. And this one, this Jesus, came to fight for us through sacrifice, to rescue us. That's Christmas. Do you know that? I have two things to say. I'll try to keep them on track. One, Satan fought to destroy us. That's why we read Genesis chapter 3, verses 14 to 15, right at the start of our service. The first human beings were made to live at peace with God and with each other. And the conflict between God and human beings started when the baddie of the peace, who hated God, made his move. Satan is his name, and he is pure evil. He wanted to destroy the good world God had created. To do this, Satan came up with a plan. He needed the humans to side with him against God. And to get humans to side with him against God, he had to get humans to sin against God. Rebel. And that is precisely what human beings did, and we have been doing ever since. And that's the reason why, sadly, in our world and in our experience, death is a reality. Yet into that context of rebellion, God promised someone who would come and fight to save humanity through sacrifice. There would be a man born of a woman, her seed. And this fighter would deal with the snake, Satan, who had used the snake. And he, the man, would crush the snake's head, defeat it entirely. And yet the snake, Satan, would be allowed to bruise the heel of the freedom fighter called Jesus who would come. You see, let's be absolutely clear. All of us in this room are in great trouble. Sin and death are indeed in our experience. And I have to say to you, no one can free them from us. And the only hope is this, that if we're able to switch sides back to God, and therefore be free forever to live with God in the way that he wants us. And no one can rescue us. That is the reason why Christmas is such good news to us. Somebody came to take on Satan, destroy his work, and enable you and me, human beings in rebellion, to side with God again, and therefore God to side with us. Satan fought to destroy us. Second point, Jesus fought to save us. Joseph is told to name Jesus. He is told in Matthew 1:21, Mary will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Now I know war carries terrible images, and there are many horrible aspects of war that in fact are not nice, and we do not celebrate them. But we are rebels against God. We are fighting against God. We know that. God is not at the center of our lives, every day of our life. We don't live our lives for God and for his glory. We live our lives for ourselves. We know this. All of us know this, including me. Well, Jesus the fighter came, and the war that he fought was very strange indeed. He is the promised fighter. That's why we read Isaiah chapter 9. The prophets told us that a child would be born, and he would fight for us. That's the reason why on two of the gospel accounts, Matthew and Luke, there are genealogies, lists of names, telling us that Jesus comes out of a historical promise that God made right at the beginning of the Bible. So how did Jesus come to fight for us? Very briefly, Jesus came to fight for us, firstly, by becoming truly and fully human. God becomes fully and truly human. God knows what it is to be human, to walk where you walk, to live where you live, and so do I. Jesus came to serve God by always siding with God in obedience. It's the most amazing reality about the life of Jesus. He never disobeyed God in everything that he did. He not only obeyed God perfectly, but he refused the pressure to disobey God. And in all of that, all those thousands of years ago, he was fighting for us. Fighting sin and fighting sin, Satan, and defeating them with a sinless life. And then as the perfect human fighter, he went to a cruel wooden cross. The warrior Savior took the penalty of your sin and my sin. The judgment fell on him. Death came to him. His heel was bruised, as the prophecy said. It was a painful fight. And yet Satan's head was crushed in total defeat. Our human sin was justly punished. God's holy justice was entirely satisfied. And now the way was open for all of us to be back on the side of God and beloved by him forever. Jesus, now the risen Lord, with a perfectly immortal body, offers life to all humanity. We get to side with God again as we side with Jesus. We get salvation free at great cost to him. When we trust Jesus for ourselves, then liberation comes into our lives. And we are free to devote our lives to God and live for God. With the promise of a perfect world when Jesus returns in all his victory. A world without sin or death. The world that all of us in TCM actually want. Because we all want a world of righteousness and peace, don't we? Jesus came to fight for us. But the interesting thing about this is that Jesus' enemies don't die. He dies. We file past the poppies and we remember them who made the ultimate sacrifice, who fought to make sure we were liberated. And yet humanity shuffles past Jesus with embarrassment. And says, no glory to him. Which is the reason, my friends, why Christmas time is all about everything and anything but Jesus. Jesus gets marginalized at his own birthday. Not one of us in this room who celebrate a birthday would be happy with everybody going to the other end of the room and celebrating anything but us. We live in a world of heroes. Film industry produces all kinds of heroes. The most unlikely heroes of book and film were Frodo Baggins and his friend Sam Gamgee, wasn't it? Hobbits saving the world by destroying the Ring of Power. Could you believe it? The dark powers of Sauron and all the others arrayed against the armies of the earth. But they're not relying on Gandalf the Grey or White, but on animals with funny feet that live in burrows. You need the imagination of a Tolkien to get that one. And God's hero stands forward to fight for us. But he does it in such a strange way. And yet, indeed, my friends, I say to you, it is only this one who can liberate us from sin and death and bring us to God and a world that is full of right and peace. So I want you to know, it's Christmas time. Jesus came a long way to get us. He made an incredible sacrifice in order to rescue us. This is the real Christmas story. This, in fact, is Christmas. One of my favorite books, and now a film, is called Cold Mountain. It's a wartime story set in the American Civil War. But it's actually also a love story. Inman has to walk hundreds of miles over mountains to his Ada. And so he does. And they eventually meet. I won't spoil the story too much for you if you want to go and investigate it. A love story in the midst of the war that is going on all around it in its big reality. The last scene of the film is Ada with a set of broken friends sitting around a table that has got a little girl called Grace. Grace is the daughter of Inman and Ada. And the last glimpse you have of this set of broken people who have come out of some horrendous atrocities and great grief are a group of people that have been rescued by grace. We live in a world that is dark and difficult and violent. But the wartime story that we have been trying to tell you, the real Christmas concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, is the most incredible love story that there has ever been. There is no love story like this, where Jesus comes at such great distance and steps down into our humanity and steps down onto our cross and indeed dies for us on that cross and then rises again to bring us in grace into a relationship with God of forgiveness and love and then ultimately into a world where there is no evil. So do you know it's Christmas time? And more importantly, children, young people, and everybody above that, do you know Christ? Because if you don't know Christ, you don't know Christmas. Shall we pray? Maybe you want to know Jesus for yourself just now. What do you have to do to be liberated? Well, he's done it all. The only thing you have to do is move. And all you have to do is move on the inside and say four simple words. Save me, Lord Jesus. That's all you have to do. So will you do it in your heart? You want me to finish? Well, we soon will be. But do you want to be liberated? For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.